If approved, this law would give police officers and sheriff's deputies the same authority parole and probation officers now have to search people who have not completed their parole or probation period. Sheboygan Police Captain Bob Wallace helped draft the bill. He says the goal is to deter parolees from committing new crimes that could send them back to prison.
You know, our hope is that those individuals will not commit further crimes, not commit violations of their probation parole, will reintegrate into the community appropriately. So it's not just about exercising that authority in any capricious or random kind of manner. I think a strong argument for the law is that it hopefully will prevent recidivism.
The law faces opposition from the Wisconsin chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. State ACLU Director Chris Amity says it duplicates the powers that probation and parole officers already have and may promote rather than prevent recidivism.
We're trying to be smart about how we supervise these people on probation and parole so we don't have that revolving door that sends so many of them back to prison. We don't need to have a dragnet out there looking for minor probation parole violations. We need to let probation and parole take care of the violations and let law enforcement take care of more serious crimes.
The Department of Corrections hasn't weighed in on this bill yet. It will get a hearing on Thursday morning. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.